You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. This is Motif Mosaic with your host Blessing. As we come along together today, open your ears because we're going to listen into some good tunes and we'll just be discussing the motifs, the messages, and just the thoughts behind some of these songs and what I've developed in my own thinking and pondering as I was listening to these songs that I'm about to play for you guys. So as we continue on today, as we start actually, the first thing that came to mind when I was listening to the next song we're going to play is The Thief on the Cross. You know, a lot of people look at that man and they realize that he had the very last minute change of heart and his salvation was at his dying moments, you know, when he looks at Christ and he says, "Remember me today when you go to paradise." And it's just a beautiful story to know that the grace of God is always there for us. Even to the very last moment, God's grace is always there and God is able to save. There's no one who's too far gone from his grace or his own capability to work wonders in our lives. And when I look at it, when I look at just his story, his background, actually, that this man was someone was deserving to die upon a cross, and yet God gave him the grace to be able to receive salvation in that moment. And when we look at what salvation actually is that it's not something that we earn or achieve on our own, but it's really God's grace. And it's really something that I had revelation of later on in my life to know that the grace of God meant that none of what I got from God was something that I deserved, but it was just because God chose to give it to me. You know, there was no way for me to earn the things that God has given me, but he has given them to me regardless, because simply he is love, he is generous, and that's who he is, that's his very nature. There's nothing that we can earn based on merit. So this next song is Grace Alone by King's Kaleidoscope, and just listening to the song, you know, they talk about how it's by God's grace and God's grace alone that we are saved. It's by God's grace alone that we are strengthened and we're able to continue on. And it's a humbling reminder that I need every day of my life to know that God's grace is the one that's sufficient. God's grace is the one that's brought me thus far. God's grace is the one that has justified me and has qualified me to be able to receive the love of God and to be able to be made right in the sight of God. So it's a humbling thing. It's a thing that strips me from boasting in myself, but all the more it leads me to boast more and more in Christ, you know, that God's grace is just that much, that it's not any of my own righteousness or any of my own religiousness, but God's love being made manifest, that in that time where I come to him stripping away all things and saying, "Lord, I need you for salvation," he gladly receives us as we put our faith in him.
I was an orphan lost at the fall, running away when I'd hear you call. Father, you worked your will. I had no righteousness of my own. I had no right to draw near your throne. But Father, you loved me still. And in love before you laid the world's foundation, you predestined to adopt me as your own. You have raised me so high above my station. I'm a child of God by grace and grace alone. You left your home to seek out the lost. You knew the great and terrible cost. Jesus, your face was set. I worked my fingers down to the bone, but nothing I did could ever atone. But Jesus, you paid my debt. By your blood I have redemption and salvation. Lord, you died that I might reap what you have sown. And you rose that I might be a new creation. I am born again by grace and grace alone. I was in darkness all of my life. I never knew the day from the night. But Spirit, you made me see.
I swore I knew the way on my own. A head full of rocks, a heart made of stone. But spirit, you moved in me. And at your touch, my sleeping spirit was awakened. On my darkened heart, the light of Christ has shone.
This next song that we're going to listen to was actually one that I came to just appreciate more during a season in which I was grieving the loss of a dear friend. And usually when all the funerals that I've attended, there's a passage from Ecclesiastes that's usually read. And it's basically where the writer says that there is a time and season for everything under the sun. You know, there's a time to mourn, there's a time to laugh, there's a time to gather together, and there's a time to scatter, there's a time to build, and there's a time to break. And during those times when it feels like we're just so sad and we're so down, it almost feels like the time never passes. It feels like that time will always continue on. But I know that nothing lasts forever on this side of eternity, especially not our mourning. You know, there's just this grace to know that even when I have those times where I'm grieving, it will not always be that way. You know, it's like how it's written in the Psalms that they may be weeping through the night, but joy comes in the morning. And it's one of those things that during that time where I was grieving, you know, I was just reminded again as I was listening to the song that there is a time for everything. And there may be times where we feel that things are not going according to our plan, where we feel like changes have happened so quickly and we have no answers to why or what's next or what exactly are we going to do in that moment. But I know that with time, there is a season and a time for everything, to know that God's joy is right there, God's peace is right there, God's grace is even there in those times where we are feeling so low, where we are grieving, where we are mourning. But I know that that time will not last forever, especially knowing that the next life to come, there will be no more pain, there will be no more sorrow, there will be no more grieving as the time has passed, as we enter into the new kingdom. And just another passage that I think about is in Philippians 4, when Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, you know, he tells them that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he's just talking about how he's been in times where things were low, where things were high, when he was abounding and when he had little. And it was Christ who gave him the strength to do all those things. So even in those times where we're mourning, where we're grieving, I believe and I know that each and every one of us can do all things through Christ who strengthens each and every one of us. To know that even in those times of grieving, God can give us strength. Even in those times where rejoicing and all seems to be well, God continues to give us strength. So all throughout all times, God is good. God is faithful. So even if you are mourning right now, know that God can be your strength and that this season will not last forever, but there will be a time where you'll look back upon this time and see God's faithfulness and His goodness and how He has carried you through. So this is Time by John Lucas.
My heart has known the winters, and my feet have known the snow. But mine eyes have seen the glory. Oh, see, begin to grow. There is a time to uproot, darling, but most days just hold on tight. For there's a time for darkness, honey, but dawn will always beat the night. will come calling when you've been good and warm. And other times it's cold hands will cradle dreams yet to be born. There is a time to dance on sorrow and a time to kiss her cheek. There is a time to mourn in silence, but just as aches to hear you speak. I don't know the end or tomorrow's story, but I have found the one who gives me rest. I will make my bed in his promises, for he holds true and nothing's left. Nothing's left. There is a time when laughter will echo through your halls of peace. War is known to change your locks, carry off the family keys. There is a time for healing and pain, a time for drought and a time for rain. There is a time for everything until we crown the risen king. Until we crown the risen king. I don't know the end or tomorrow's story. I have found the one who gives me rest. And I will make my bed in his promises, for he holds true and nothing's left. So crown him in your mourning, and crown him in your laughter, and crown him when it all turns dark. Crown him when you bury, and crown him when you marry, and crown him when your faith finds a spark. Crown him for he's faithful, and crown him for he's worthy, and crown him for he is good. Crown him for his promises, caught through the blindness of children that have barely understood. That has come, the beauty yet to come, the beauty that is yours and that is mine. The death produces life, and we are made alive. The king who paints beauty with time. The king who paints beauty with time. The king who paints beauty. I don't know the end or tomorrow's story, but I have found the one who gives me rest. And I will make my bed in his promises, for he holds true and nothing's left.
There's a passage in 1 Corinthians, and I'll read it first and just go into what it makes me think about in regards to the next song that we're listening to. So in 1 Corinthians, there's a passage that says this: "But God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly and despised things of the world and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast in his presence." When you look at what the writer, in this case, Paul the Apostle, is saying to the church, is that you are people who are not of good reputation, or you're not the most talented, or you're not the best at whatever it was that the world looks at, but God chose you, disregarding all these things, disregarding all your liking and your inefficiencies, God chose you and he wanted to use you to shame the things that the world puts pride in, to shame the things that the world wants to put on a stool or to put before everyone else as a trophy. Because God works in such wonderful ways that he takes those things that are often overlooked by people. He takes the weak, he takes those who are not knowledgeable, and he uses them anyway. Because if you read the Bible, a lot of the times the people that God uses are not really always the best suited for whatever job it is, but it is for his glory, and it's to humble us and show us that we are nothing in God's presence, but he's the one who's using us and he's the master. As when you look at a painter, you know, we see a great canvas, we see the paint and everything, we see a paintbrush in the painter's hand, but the paintbrush isn't the one getting the glory. The paints that are used are not the ones getting the glory. The canvas itself is not getting the glory, but it's the painter himself. And each and every one of us have a role that we play, that God uses us for his glory, not regarding things that we lack, but him using us for his glory, despite our lack of talent, despite the fears, despite all these things, for the praise and glory of his name. And so as we are being used by God, you know, we don't have to have the attention upon ourselves. But one of the great things of serving God is, Sam, that I came to realize myself, is that the aim should be to serve Christ, to bring glory unto his name, and to be forgotten. You know, as Christians, we do not have to seek so much to have a legacy of our own or to make a name for ourselves, but all that we do is for Christ's sake and to make Christ known and not ourselves, because we know that Christ is the greatest man to live upon this earth. We know that Christ is the one who deserves all the glory for all he has done for us. And so this next song is Nobody by Matthew West, where he talks about how in his own life, in his own walk with Christ, he realized that he's a nobody, but he wants to tell everybody about that somebody who saved his souls. And we see that, you know, that's the posture for each and every one of us, that although we are nobodies, we've been given such a great message and such a great mission to go into the world, to share the love of Christ, to share his goodness, and to make him known. Regardless whether we're poor or rich, whether we're educated or not, God can use us in the very different spheres of influence that we already have to bring glory unto his name. So be reminded, you know, not to disregard yourself, not to disqualify yourself, but know he qualifies you as he calls you, and he deserves all of the glory, not anything unto ourselves, but all glory be unto Christ.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite. We'll all never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright and David brought a rock to a sword fight, you picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say,
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Go down in history.
Has another blood bought faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And if they all forget my name.
to nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
In the Bible, you know, sometimes sin is described as a debt. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches his disciples and he tells them, forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And when you look at just the concept itself of debt, if you've ever been in debt yourself, you know, the Bible describes how those who owe their debtors are almost like slaves to their debtors. It's almost a similar thing to know that when we are in sin, when we are not forgiven, there's something that we owe, you know, there's something that is due to the one that we owe things to. And it's almost a similar thing that sin traps us in this sort of situation where we owe things, where there's something that needs to be paid. And when we look at things, you know, just in light of that, it makes so much sense when we say that Jesus paid it all, because we owed a great debt, a debt that we could not pay ourselves, but it took Christ to pay for those things. Because in our own lives, you know, we all have fallen short in a certain way. We all have a certain debt that we owe unto God, as he requires a high standard of us, as he requires us to be perfect, but we fail to meet the standard. And we're now falling short, you know, we're coming short of his standard, and we're coming short of paying fully what he deserves. So that gap in between, that distance, that difference between us and God, Jesus came and he brought the gap and he brought us close to God. So when we fall into sin, you know, when we look at our own lives, some people, because of a shame that they put upon themselves, you know, when we fall into sin at times, there's this temptation to condemn ourselves, to think we're not worthy of God's love, or we're not worthy to come before God. And a lot of people even have that getting in the way of giving their lives to Christ, because they think, oh, I'm not yet clean enough, or I'm not yet in the right place. First, I need to stop doing this, then I can come to God. But we know that Jesus is the one who cleanses us. Jesus is the one who pays the debt. You know, it says that as far as the east is from the west, our sins have been removed from us. And so as you listen to this next song, it's called O Sinner by Ghost Ship, where we just are being walked through what sin actually does to each and every one of us. The guilt, the condemnation, and the shame, to the point where we realize that God forgives sin, God is gracious, and God loves us. And for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no more condemnation. So this is my encouragement to each and every one of you, that whilst it is still today, you can turn away from your sins. Whilst it is still today, God wants to forgive you of whatever sins that you turn from and turn towards him in faith.
Oh, sinner, don't close your eyes, sinner. Don't heed those lies, sinner. I know it's darker than we thought, sinner. Don't hide your face, sinner. Just feel his grace, sinner. Our God is kinder than we thought. Only God can forgive, only God can forgive sin. Come now, God can forgive sin. Only God can get rid of this. Oh, sinner, don't clench your teeth, sinner. We can be free, sinner. The light is closer than we thought. Only God can forgive, only God can forgive sin. Come now, God can forgive sin. Only God can get rid of this. Only God can forgive, only God can forgive sin. Come now, God can forgive sin. Only God can get rid of this. Whiter than the snow, whiter than the ocean. days from the west. He'll take our sin and make us whiter than the snow, whiter than the ocean, farther than the east is from the west. He'll take us in and make us just feel his grace, brother. Oh, sister, lift up your face, sister. No more disgrace, sister. Just feel his grace, sister.
Here's a question that I'm just going to throw out to you. Maybe you can think on it now or even after we're done with our time together. But the question is simply this. What do you want to be remembered for? You know, what do you want people to talk about when you have passed from this life onto the next? You know, what exactly is the kind of impact that you want to have on the lives of the people around you? Because for me personally, and I think a lot of Christians may probably give a similar answer, is to hear the words, "Well done, faithful servant," when Christ returns or when we come to him on that day, to know that our time on this earth was used fruitfully. Our time on this earth was used to serve Christ and to live for him in a right way. But a lot of the time, you know, when we look at our time, well, when I look at my own time and how I use it, I tend to be a little bit selfish. You know, I tend to want to live a life of comfort or a life to myself. But if I am a servant of Christ Jesus, or if, you know, as we often describe it, that if I am the hands and feet of Jesus, what exactly does that look like? And when I look at the life of Christ, I look at how he loved those around him, how he went beyond what was the norm in the day, when he broke down the social barriers and he went to those that were disregarded by society. He went to the poor, he went to the needy, he went to the tax collectors, he went to the sick. And we see that in our own lives. Are we willing to love in such a way? Are we willing to get our hands dirty for the sake of love, to love those around us and to love Christ Jesus? Because this next song, it describes our life in a very short and poetic way. You know, it says that in between your birth and your death is a dash, because the image that's being used is one of a tombstone, that when we're buried and there's a marker of our graves, there's going to be the date of our birth, the date of our death, and then in between is a dash. And what are you going to fill that dash with? How are you going to fill in that blank space? How are you going to love those around you? Are you going to just say it, that you loved people in your words, but you actually never took action to it? So here's a reminder, here's just an encouragement for each and every one of us. You know, we are called to love, not just in our words, but also in our deeds, that we may live a full life of loving others, that we may dirty our hands. And, you know, just an image that I'm reminded of is of shoes. You know, the best serving shoes are the ones that are usually dirty or worn down, because they actually go out and do their work. It's not shoes that are kept in a box and are manicured in a house, but the shoes that are worn and are used daily to work, to run, to go to places are the ones that at the end of their life lived a better life than the shoes that were left in a box and their potential was never used. So don't sit on your potential. Know that God has prepared you for every good work, to love those around you and to serve them. So here's Dash by Crowder.
Sunday morning preacher said, life's a mist, it's just a breath, we're only here for a little while. He talked about his daddy's grave, it read 1910 to 98, but the years between were just a little line. Got me wondering what I'm chasing, don't want another minute wasted. There's a day we're born, day we pass, in between is just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? I could take this life and live it well, I could keep on living it for myself. What's it gonna say when it calls me up? Was I just words or was I love? Did I love great or just good enough? I just hope he says well done. I keep on wondering what I'm chasing, don't want another minute wasted. There's a day we're born, day we pass, in between is just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? Hey. What on earth am I doing? Hey.
Cause real life's in the trenches, not from the stands and our lofty benches with manicured hands. I want a dash that's dirty, a life fully spent, weathered and scarred from all the life that I lived. The times that we go out of our way to paint beautiful blue over somebody's grave. When we stopped and defended injustice, or sanded the heart of a friend that got rusted. I don't know my number or year that'll pass, from this cold world to the kingdom that lasts. But carpe diem, it's worth it to live it, not blur it, or years could fly by and you still ain't met purpose.
There's a day we're born, day we pass, in between there's just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing?
What on earth am I doing? Life's short, but a vapor. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with yours?
There's a promise that God gives the nation of Israel in Deuteronomy, and it says this: you shall not fear them, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you. And this is what's being told to Joshua as they're about to go on their conquest of the Canaanite nations, that God is going to go before them and God is going to fight for them, and he's going to give them victory in all the fights that they're going to have. And when you look at it in the Bible, God has a perfect record in whatever battle he's engaged, in whatever war he has fought for the Israelites, they have always won. You know, when you look at the most prosperous time in the Old Testament of the nation of Israel, in terms of warfare, it was always under a king who consulted God and came to God seeking God's guidance, seeking God's wisdom and counsel as to what to do in the times of war, in the times of battle, in the times when enemies surrounded them. And it's the same thing for each and every one of us today, to know that just as God was undefeated back then, God continues to be victorious today. We can continue to have a confidence to know that God is fighting for us. We can continue to hold on to this promise to know that God is protecting us. God is leading us. We ought to rely upon him. We ought to lean upon him in whatever battles that we're facing, because too many battles we fight in our flesh, we fight on our own. Too many battles we rely on ourselves way too much. when we have our God who goes before us, when we have our God who fights for us, who gives us these promises, who gives us this assurance to know that as we surrender battles unto him, we continue to see the victory. As we surrender unto him, we continue to see how his grace can work in our lives. So this is just that reminder unto you that you do not have to carry every burden on your own, but trust and know that our God is a God who's undefeated. Our God is a God who is in a league of his own. Even if it seems like there's thousands of enemies around you, even if there are those voices that tell you that God is not able to save you, God is still able, and God is a God of salvation who's able to take us out of that miry clay and set us upon that rock. So this is Stones and Giants by Jonathan Traylor. Thank you for listening in.
Undefeated God, you are. Oh God, my God, you reign victorious. You are the one who fights for us.
Oh God, my God,
I'm gonna lift it up.
You reign victorious. You are the one
who fights for us.
Who fights,
come on, break it up. Set.
Oh God, my God, you reign victorious.
You are,
you are
the one.
The one who fights for
raise
us.
It up. Fuck!
you for listening to Motif Mosaic.